We're in Simin Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Mem Aleph. We'll be doing Mem Aleph through Mem Gimel. Mem Aleph, let's say, Speshabis, Bekova Sheberosho, Ha'osu Lohogen B'nei HaChama. To walk out in a sun hat. Yesh Misha Osir, there's one who asers. Now, in the previous Sif, we talked about when there was a tefa protruding. Here we're talking about even where there isn't. Yesh Misha Osir, Mishim Lechashinin Shiag B'yenu HaRuch Mirosho. There are those who claim that one has to fear that it'll get blown off his head. You'll pick it up and not put it on. So now, why is this? Because this is talking about a hat that one is putting on top of another hat that's made to be megan for the sun. If you're talking about the single hat, we're not choshesh a person's going to carry because he's not going to walk around begili rush. But over here, since this is an added hat, it was only there to protect him from the sun. There's a chash, elim kein hu mehudik barosh, unless it's either tight, oshu amok, or it's deep. Sherosho nichnas latocho v'en aruach yochel lafrido merosho. The head goes in well, it goes in deep, and therefore it won't blow so fast. Oshu kosher b'rtzuot hagas grono, or it is tied with a string to his neck. The balachi lekel amechash lamidi. Here there is no chash. Says the Mishnah Bura, we who wear a yarmulke under the hat. So there's a problem that if your hat blows off, you're not going to be walking begili rush. So there really should be this chashash. So he says, lemaisa, when you wear a hat, you should make sure that the hat fits well over your head, that the wind couldn't easily blow it off. Sif membeis, hamotzei tefillin b'shabes bebizoyin. Someone chalila finds tefillin sitting in the bezoyin, they're sitting on the floor somewhere in the street, b'makom shein mishtamrim, in a place that they're unsafe. If there's just no way that you can put them on, the only option would be to carry them, so you're not allowed to do that. You're afraid to put them on because there was a gzeira not to wear tefillin. There's no brayer, cover them and walk away. If there is no sakana, if they have ritsuis that are tied to them, shabakach nikur shein tefillin v'lo kameis, and this way it's clear that these are tefillin and not some kind of amulet, because in those days it was common to have kameis around in the shape of tefillin, vehin kshuris shiyachol alovshon, and they already have the ksharim on them, so that you can mamish put them on the way you do during the week. So there the halachi is, machnisin zugzug derech levisha, you put on one pair of tefillin at a time, the way you normally wear it, until you bring them all in. Now, even though we paskin that Shabbos loves man tefillin, it's still called a malbush. It's still called that you're wearing something that is considered clothing. And there's no baltosif unless you'd have kavana that you want to be yotze mitzvah tefillin. And I would hope that one is not being mecham l'shem mitzvah tefillin here. V'im heim rabim. What happens if there are many pairs of tefillin here? Where you couldn't possibly wear each one of them in and get your and in this way transport all of them. He should stand there until the night and then bring them to a safe place. What happens if you're afraid to be alone over there at dark? Molichim pachas pachas midal ramis. You carry them pachas pachas midal ramis. This is an isidra rabbanon generally. You carry them for less than 4 ramis. Stop. Less than 4 ramis. Stop. Less than 4 ramis. Stop. And this way you're carrying them over a long distance. O nostum lachaver v'chaver lachavero. Or one person passes to the next. Each one is within 4 ramis of the other one. Ad shemegia l'chatzar achitzona. Till you get to the outer gate. The Mishnah Berurah brings the question, what if a woman finds tefillin? Can she wear them? And it seems that it's a machlokas rishonim. If with regard to a woman, it's considered a malbish, or since it's not normal for a woman to wear tefillin, it's considered a masui. The same shaila the Mishnah Berurah brings down with regard to a talis. If a woman wears a talis on Shabbos in the street, is she over on Hotzah or not? So he's not sure. Siv Mem Gimel, Hamotze Sefer Torah Basode. Someone finds a Sefer Torah out in the fields. Im Eino Shah Sakona, if it's not dangerous to stay there, Yoshev Umishamro Machshecholov. So, what you do is you can sit there and watch it and wait till the morning. Loshna Rambam ubisakonam anicha v'olochlo. And the Rambam says, if it's a time of sakana that you can't be there, so you just what you do is you just cover it and go. What happens if it's raining and they're going to get ruined? If a Torah is going to get ruined, misatif ba'or v'chozo machasa oso v'nichnasbo. A person should wrap it around himself, put other clothing on top of it, and then this is the way he should walk. Even though this doesn't sound like a covet for the Sefer Torah, if this is the way to save the Sefer Torah, then zeu chvodo.